Well, hello, Vanya.
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. Fine. Great. Could be better. No, I'm kidding. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm really, I don't know. I'm just having things. Like, I feel like I have so many things that I just can't quite get anything done the way that I want to.
Yeah.
I'm having issues with it that we'll talk more about. No, we'll just talk about it now. I'm having issues with my kitchen again. So out of nowhere yesterday, I got the shock yesterday at my kitchen sink. It hasn't happened in like a year. And so I called the office and it took me a while to get through to anyone. And then when I got through to someone and I started talking and they were like, this isn't my department, let me transfer you. And I'm like, that's cool. I'm being electrocuted in my kitchen, but you just transfer me. And then I finally did talk to someone and I was like, I've sent emails about this. Like, my fridge has been leaking for legitimately a year and a half. Nothing gets done about it. And they were like, well, I don't have any sign that you've sent emails. I'm like, well, that's not the point, but like, I've sent plenty and nothing's been done. And so then they were like, well, we'll get in touch with the super and we'll send him. And I had like literally just finished working out. So I'm like standing there like sweaty, not wanting to take a shower because I don't want there to be any possibility that I'm going to miss a knock at the door. And then finally, I'm like, well, I'll take a quick shower. And then I got out and I checked my door and there was nothing there. Like, there was no note or anything. And then I just like went about my day, like was in my room doing whatever, like amongst all the things that I'm trying to get done. And then like later, finally, like I have to leave my apartment at like 6 o'clock at this point. And I open the door and now there's a sign being like knocked on the door. No one was there. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I've been here the entire time. And like, maybe they came when I was in the shower and then they wrote the note later and brought it up. But I'm like, then why didn't you knock on the door then? And of course I call and he's like, well, we'll come by in the morning. Cut to the next day. No one's shown up still. So when we're done here, I'm going to start making phone calls again. And it's not shocking me. Like, there's nothing happening to that. But I'm not an electrician, so I don't know the answer to this. But like in the moment that it was happening, my floor was like wet from the fridge leaking. So I don't know if like something's happening there. Cause then, oh, here's the other crazy thing. Cause then I like put on some shoes and then it wasn't shocking me anymore. And when I say shocking, I don't mean like my hair standing on end, but there's a current happening. Like, you can feel it. Like, you can feel that something
is
happening.
So unsafe.
It's scary. It's really, really scary. And like, even now that it's not doing it, like every time I go to touch the sink, I'm like worried. I'm like afraid something's gonna happen. And it's so, anyway, it's really frustrating. So I feel really tired because I just feel like this stuff is happening. And then on top of that, there are other things that I've needed to get done around the apartment. And part of it was COVID. Part of it was that there was like this period of time that we didn't want anyone to come into the apartment. So like the tiling in my bathroom is falling off, which is fine. Like, it's not going to hurt anybody, but it looks bad. And I feel weird living in a world in which like my tiling in my bathtub is falling apart.
Not cool. Yeah.
And I just like, it's just stuff that I have to get done. And yeah, so it's been a lot. And then, I mean, you know, this, those that listen to my other podcast, like my other podcast is back, like, you know, and Just Like That has started airing again. And so Elise, my other podcasting partner, and I are doing those episodes and trying to get that out. And we also like launched a Patreon on top of that. And, you know, I had to have two episodes of that ready to go like last Wednesday, but was also trying to edit the other episode. So, I mean, like, you were such a godsend and like edited last week's episode of this. Because I literally, Vanya, I'm not kidding you, the episode for And Just Like That, the podcast is called We Couldn't Help But Wonder, for those that don't know. And literally the episode, like our episodes come out Sunday mornings, which is silly. And I don't know why we decided on Sunday mornings. I think it's because the originally Sex and the City came out on Sundays. So I thought that was like cute, but it's a weird.
You can always change it, you know.
We can always change. At this point, we're like so many years in that it's kind of like, we'll just kind of like stick with it. But no kidding, I was at my computer at like 2:47 in the morning Sunday morning,
oh my
like
God,
trying to finish it and upload, because I also worked my money job, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I have a job at a restaurant and I had picked up extra shifts to help people out, and
yeah,
was working a double Sunday and works at, like, I just had so much going on, and it was just this thing of like, oh my gosh, like I just feel so overwhelmed.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that's
I
my main
that
thing is that I'm
feeling.
Just like, yeah, I'm just like tired. And I, you know, there's a thing in Elizabeth Gilbert, right? That is the Big Magic.
Yeah, yeah.
We've talked about her book. And she has a part in there where she talks about I'm going to say it wrong, but like the tired off, where it's like, I'm so tired. And there's like, no, I'm so tired. And I'm always really conscious of that when I'm like, I'm so tired. Cause like everyone's tired and we all have a lot to do and we're all like trying to get stuff done. But man, I just have moments where I'm like, I feel like I'm not accomplishing anything.
But you are. You really are. No, I know exactly what you mean. I, you know, there was many years where Avril and I were doing Patreon and our own, and you and I were doing ours, and I was like, I might die this week. But, you know, yeah, it's a lot of work out there, y'all. So going on over to the Patreon. Is it We Couldn't Help But Wonder for Patreon?
Yeah, I think if you go to We Couldn't Help But Wonder on Patreon, it takes you. The technical, that's another funny thing, is that I feel like we've been planning this for so long, and then as it launched, we were kind of like, I guess we're going to call it this. So like, even it's technically called Still Wondering, but I think you find it under We Couldn't Help But Wonder because it makes it easier, since that's like the name of the other podcast.
That's good. You should but have more way, than it, just yeah, the $4, but it's fine.
Well, you know, and even that, like, we vacillated on, like, because it was going to be $5 at first, and there's nothing wrong with, that's what it normally is. That's like a pretty standard amount. And I think for me, I was just like, well, let's do this, and like maybe we'll launch something else later. And but I think for me, I just felt like this feels like a good amount. It's, you know, it's $4, it's $1 a week, you know, like
that's nothing. People do a lot more. So have you guys gotten some members?
Yeah, we're doing okay. I mean, good. You know, nothing like astronomical, but we have a nice group that's already signed up, and you know, I'm happy with it. That's the other thing I have to do after this too, is that make sure, because I've also, like, I'm so meticulous in, and this is behind the scenes, everyone, I'm so meticulous, and I know that you are too, but like in my editing, that I've gotten to a place where I was playing back the fourth episode, so we're doing romantic comedies. I think I might have said this last week, that we're doing like New York based romantic comedies. And the first one is When Harry Met Sally, because, you know, what better place to start than that classic rom-com?
Totally.
But I was listening back to the fourth episode. I have it split into four parts. And I was listening back to the fourth episode, and I was like, am I missing a clip? Because I've edited it so that the silences are so quiet that I almost feel like I have to like put a background noise in or something, because it sounds like, oh, it sounds like something's missing. And on that note, here was the other thing that happened when I was up so late Sunday morning trying to get that ready, is that I put it through a process where it sort of like levels everything out. And then I was looking and I'm like, well, that's weird that there's like dead silence for like 5 seconds. And I actually had accidentally erased one of Elise's clips. Like, I had taken out a thing that she said. And had I not looked, and whatever, it's not the end of the world, but it would have been this awkward moment where I say something and then there's silence. And then I say something in response to nothing, which is like my fear every week when I put these things up, because that did happen one time. It was the week of your birthday that I had posted an episode, and like we were in Palm Springs, and I started getting messages of like, hey, there's something wrong with the episode.
Oh no.
And I had accidentally turned off all of the clips. So like anywhere that there would have been a clip from the show was just like silence for however long that would take. Anyways.
Oh, dang. Yeah, it's stressful. And it's definitely like an artistic thing to be editing as well. It's fun if you have time. But when there's a lot going on, I know you're, because I know you are also like, you care and you want it to be good. And it is good.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's kind of what's going on this week. Just like a lot of trying to get things done, sort of feeling like I'm failing. But you're like, you have to like give yourself, you know, the grace of like, I am getting things done. I am, you know.
Totally. Yes, you are. You're doing great.
How about you? How are the kids doing? How's vacation going?
They're doing good. We're just, you know, they're getting on my nerves, but just trying to be grateful that I can be home, you know, with them and not be like, is it better that I'm not, like, it's better that I work in an office rather than remote? I'll tell you what, it's easier when they are at school for a couple hours, because at least I get some, like, time to focus on my stuff completely. This, like, right now, I'm not even sure. I'm pretty sure somebody was just yelling, I might need to wipe a butt. I'm not really sure, you know? Hold on, let me shut this door.
Sure.
I just keep hearing, Mom! 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 And I'm like, oh my God, I hate that word. But yeah, we're doing good. We're just, we're getting ready for, you know, we're getting ready for some traveling.
Are you going home?
Uh-huh. We're going to see parents. And then, you know, it's Adam and I's 20-year anniversary. And so we're And I've been playing a lot of golf. I know that sounds crazy and really bougie, but guess what? It's not. Because there's a lot of like city courses and municipal courses. I feel like we need to take the stigma of golf being like a rich white man sport, because it's really fun and I'm really enjoying it. So, and I played the other day with my husband. We had our friends watch. Did I tell you? I didn't tell you this, right?
No.
Yeah. Huh. So my good friends, Suzanne and Aaron, and they have two kids. So we dropped them off at their house for, and you know, a full 18 holes takes like a long time. We started at 3 and we're done at 7.
Wow.
Yeah. But I walk so much. I don't know if you get the calories that I burn, but I burned like 1200 calories, or almost 1200 calories. And you know, and we did get a cart even still. But anywho, I'm really loving it because it's fun, because you know, I'm a competitive person, so it's like fun to be competitive with myself, and it's fun to improve on something. And I really love being outside. It feels like we went to a place in the Glendale Mountains area. It was beautiful. I thought I heard yelling. Nope, they're just playing volleyball downstairs. Great.
Okay.
Cool. Sorry about that. And that break, that silence break. But yes. Anyways, I'm really loving it. So we've got, my husband and I have a plan of driving, playing golf, eating good food, driving, playing golf, eating good food. And I'm excited because I like to earn it, you know? It's fun to earn eating like a pig.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, for sure. What else is going on? Anything in particular you're digging this week? Or what's keeping you going?
Well, I finished all of my series, which is great. And I think I've cracked the code, which I know... Normally, and especially if something's really good, I don't want to binge it. But actually, that's the way I'll get through the whole thing and finish a series. So we've been sort of watching episodes to finish a series and then starting another one. And actually, that's good for my brain, because I have a hard time, you know, going like, okay, we're watching these five things. And I'm like, what are we watching? Uh-huh. So we finished High Desert and Platonic and something else. And I was loving it. Although some of the endings, which... I can also, well, I won't talk about Spider-Verse, but yeah.
Okay.
some endings are like annoying. Like it's a cliffhanger where you're like, there should be another episode. This should not be a series finale. You know, anyways, that's how I felt about High Desert. And I'd love your thoughts when you do get through that series. But actually, you know what? I'm watching the second season of The Bear, and the first episode, I wasn't sure, but I am enjoying it. Yes. Yeah,
that's on my list. That was on my list of things that I wanted to talk about. Yeah, I don't know what to say about the Spider-Verse thing, because I really want to spoil the end for everyone.
Yeah,
and I won't. But like,
I mean, people in our theater were like, "What?"
Yeah, literally, like there was a collective. Everyone like swore.
Yeah,
and I'm just sort of like, is that good? I mean, I'll watch there's going to be a next one, everyone. And, you know, like, I guess my thing about cliffhangers is that I understand them sometimes. But I feel like we've gotten to a weird place where everything has to be a cliffhanger. And, like, you're allowed to have a satisfying ending. Like, you're allowed to, like, I'm going to want to come back and watch it if you give me a satisfying ending, just as much as if you give me a cliffhanger that makes me wonder what's going to happen next.
Right.
And I worry about cliffhangers in the era of 8 to 10 episode series, when it's not that long, and then the next one won't be back for like a year and a half. I don't know. It feels different than back in the day when like the cliffhanger happened in May and the show was back in August or September.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have really mixed feelings on that. And I'm enjoying The Bear. I'm like 4 episodes in, I want to say.
I think we are too.
I think they're doing a really good job. This is one of my issues with that show. And what was I... It's the preciousification, that's not a word. The making precious of food sometimes annoys me. When it's about like, and now we place this tiny thing here. Yeah. And I'm like, you could also just make me a cookie. Like sometimes I watch certain food things and I'm like, I'll eat a cheeseburger and that would be fine as well. Yeah. I don't know, like it gets a little too precious for me.
Yeah, totally. Well, that's that high, whatever, luxury food world. It's
Yeah, I guess
get the tweezers out.
Right. Sometimes it annoys me, but I am overall, I am enjoying it. And I really, you know, I'm so into Abby Elliott. Like, I think that she's so,
yeah,
like her flavor that she brings to the show, I think is so funny. And so like some of her line readings, I have to rewind and watch again, cause I think it's so funny.
Yeah.
Her delivery.
Yeah. She's like so natural. Like, or so, it seems,
yeah.
It feels so real. It feels like almost like reality TV in a way.
For sure. 100%. Yeah. I totally agree. And then I'm really enjoying the final season of Never Have I Ever. It's back for on Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm only a few into that, but I'm it's one of those series that like I'm really sad is ending so quickly. Like it's only doing 4 seasons, but I'm also happy that they're ending the way they want to, that like they've decided, nope, this is how we're going to go out. Like this is what we want to do. Really, really enjoyable. And then, you know, I went to the movies yesterday and I've been looking forward to this film. And I'm not going to say it was a perfect movie by any means, but I saw the new Jennifer Lawrence comedy, No Hard Feelings.
Oh, yeah. I was like on it. I saw that trailer and I was like, wait, this is what she's doing? I mean, this is her first thing back into the... Okay, sure.
It's been a while. And you know what? It's a super raunchy, hard R-rated comedy.
That's fun. You know, I love those.
So I think that you'll really enjoy it. And I think there are moments like the editing is super weird, which I know is a weird thing to say, but like I just notice little things like that where I'm like, well, that was a weird cut.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't know why we did that. And certain story elements that I'm like, oh, I don't think we've established what is happening here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a weird story. Like it's about this 30-something-year-old woman who is hired by the parents of a teenager, 19, he's of age, to date their son, to bring him out of his shell because they're worried about him not fitting in college and not making friends. And, you know, by date, they mean, you know, boink, or like get it, you know, get him to be like, and it's a ridiculous premise. And I've read a few things about like it being problematic, but I'm also kind of like, it's a comedy. We can go ahead and think that some things are funny, even if they're silly
right,
or ridiculous.
Right, yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I laughed out loud many, many times. Jennifer Lawrence is so natural. Like, she's such like a natural comedian. Like, her stuff is so funny. And like, Laura Benanti plays the mother in it, and like, she's so much fun to watch. And I don't have the guy's name in front of me who plays the 19-year-old. He's like a musical theater kid who was one of the Dear Evan Hansen replacements on Broadway. Super, super talented. I just thought it was so funny and super sweet. Like, at its heart, actually, like a really, really sweet story about like love and companionship and family. And I really enjoyed it. I would recommend it.
What was it called?
It's called No Hard Feelings.
No Hard Feelings. Okay, I have to remember that.
And it has the guy who plays, I'm going to say the angry brother from The Bear. You know what I'm talking about? Like the tall dude
the cousin.
Who's like always mad. Yeah,
the
cousin, that's what it is.
I love him.
He has a kind of he's really, really fun in it.
Uh-huh.
It's a really cool cast. Like, there are tons of like people that pop up. They're like, oh, you. Okay, hey, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's doing fine at the box office. Like, I think it's kind of an expensive comedy. Like, I feel like these days movies either cost less than $5 million or over $100 million. And this is like a $45 million comedy that I hope does well enough to justify its existence. Movies have such a hard time finding an audience these days, but I really enjoyed it. If you just want to like go and watch like a silly, funny comedy,
I love
it. There are moments that I think about now and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that Jennifer Lawrence did that, but good for her. Good for her.
I know.
You'll know when you watch it. You'll be like, whoa, okay. Hey, Jennifer Lawrence, good for you.
Did she give some head?
No, but everything. You see everything.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty wild. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. No Hard Feelings. Yeah, once again, if you just want to like laugh and see like a funny, but once again, also like I got emotional a couple of times. Like I thought it was really...
I love comedies, because they get you to a place where you're, I don't know, where you are able to laugh. I like it.
Right. And this is, I don't know, I almost wasn't going to share this story on the podcast, but you know, I had just been listening to this. I'd been listening to The Fresh Air with Laura Dern. And I listened to, they had been on Samantha Bee's podcast, her and her mother, Diane Ladd. And they have a new book out. Oh gosh, this is going to be hard to share, but I'm going to try to push through it. You know, they have a new book out about that Diane Ladd had been diagnosed with a lung condition, and her doctors had given her 6 months to live.
Right.
And basically said to Laura Dern, the daughter, like, what would help is if you go on walks with her. I think, like, going on walks and getting her active could buy her more time, could help her. And, you know, the end of the story is that it's 2 years later and
right.
You know, she's still alive, and they went on walks and they would have conversations where she would ask her mom about her life.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has all of these conversations with her mom on these walks they would go on. And listening to the one with Laura Dern on Fresh Air just made me really, really sad.
Yeah.
Because I just thought, you know, there's no... It just made me wish that I had gone on more walks with my mom, you know? And I don't have any insecurities about my relationship with my mom. Like, I know that she loved me. I know that she knows that I loved her. We had plenty of walks. We had plenty of conversations. And I'm so glad that Laura Dern's mom is still around. Like, I'm so glad that, like, that she's doing well. And but it made me really, really sad yesterday walking around the streets of New York, which is part of the reason why I was like, I'm going to go see this dumb sex comedy.
Good.
But you're right. It is that thing about comedies is that they can their magic is that they can relax you into a place that then when they hit you with something, mm-hmm. it really hits in such a different way.
Exactly.
So I don't know. That's sort of where I was yesterday. And I was grateful. I was grateful for the emotion of what Laura Dern had to share. And then I was so grateful for, like, the levity and emotion that this film had to share. So there you go. Art.
I like it. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, my do without, I feel like makes me sound like an old grumpy man. Because it was Pride on Sunday, and I'm happy for Pride. And, like, Pride is a day that I usually have off and I usually go and celebrate. I didn't get to this year. I ended up working all day. I worked a double. Yeah, it was fine. I let one of the young kids have their Pride off so they could go and have their adventures. And it was fine, except for here's my thing. And I'm sure that I've not always been on my best behavior on Pride. But people just get so messy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so... Like, it's... I had a table at dinner, and I'm not saying this was not young people. These were gentlemen my age, probably older.
Uh-oh.
Who were so loud. It was unreal. Like, it felt presentation. It felt performative that these guys were so loud in the middle of a restaurant, scream
You're
conversation.
Like, you need to calm down.
It was just nuts. And I guess what I want to say is, like, hey, everyone, like, because then I have to deal with it. And then I have other tables that are, like, asking me, like, how drunk are they? And I'm like, well, I serve them one drink. So I don't, you know, like, I don't know what's going on. But it was so uncomfortable. And I don't know. I guess I'm just like, hey, everyone, let's just get it together a little bit. Like, drink, have fun, do your thing. Try to not be a mess, I guess.
I know. It's when I worked at the bar, it was like, it was those rookie... You know, it's when people who don't normally drink their faces off, and it gets real gross. You know,
I always think about the girl peeing outside the bathroom.
On my foot.
Yes.
It's insane. I swear to God. Insanity. But that happens because people are like, this is a day I'm allowed to get a little shitty. Halloween's one of them. Yeah. St. Patrick's Day is one of them. Pride is one of them, depending on where you are located, you know?
Yeah. So it was a lot. How about you? Anything you could do without this?
Well, I would just love for the universe to stop putting styes in my kids' eyes.
Oh, I know.
What's going on with that? I thought my son had pink eye, but then we took him back to the doctor. He had stye in his eye. And then we did the drops, but of course, it's hard to get them in a child's eyes. So then it jumped to the next eye. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with this kid. Maybe it is pink eye. Anyways, I'm trying to get that out of our system, out of his system. I'm like, we do not want to have pink eye or a stye while we travel, you know?
Right. Did the doctor give any advice on that? Because I used to get styes almost every summer, and I haven't had them in forever, thank goodness.
Well, we have.
It's not even... Do you have something that takes care of it, or?
I got the drop. So it's three times a day, one drop in each eye. And so it has been hard to, like, do that correctly, because he'll like blink and it'll be like the drop will be on top of his eyelash and he's like, it got in. And then he runs away from me and I'm like, dude, maybe you deserve it. Maybe you deserve to have a stye in your eye. God damn it. But the stuff is really, it's inexpensive. I think it cost me $3 after insurance. So I feel like without insurance, you might be okay. I don't know. if you get another sty. But it's basically just a... I actually have no idea what it is. It's drops. It's drops you put them in.
Because for a while, I was using, like, baby shampoo on my eyes. Like, when I would take a shower, yeah. I would just, like, gently, like, rinse with baby shampoo on my eyelids.
Right.
And I don't know if that actually helped or not.
I bet it does. It's like a clogged oil duct, right?
That's basically what it is. And, like, I have one to this day. Like, you have to look really closely, but it never fully went away. So it's like a tiny little white dot on my eyelid that I would have to have surgically removed, I guess, if I wanted to actually have it taken
off. Cut it off!
I know, but it's not bad. You can't really see it unless you're looking for it. So I'm just kind of like, it's
well,
fine.
You and my son are twinsies. one other thing that I could do without. Okay, this is totally makes me seem like an asshole, but it's the annoyance that, you know, how some things don't come out in the theaters and there's certain movies you want to see big screen. Well, I could do without my small TV. Okay, it's not that small, but I want a bigger TV because I want to have that moment. Like, I want to enjoy. Like, there's a movie my husband worked on. It's called. It's not out yet, but it's called They Clone Tyrone, and it looks like a fun movie. It's got Jamie Foxx in it and John Boyega, and it's a really interesting story, like sci-fi type thing. And I want to watch it, like, I might have to pull up my lawn chair real close to my TV because I want it to have that experience. I want to have experience, you know? That's all I'm saying. It's annoying.
Huh. Mm. Yeah, I feel like your TV's pretty big.
But maybe it's because our couch is so far away. I don't know.
That is true. Your couch is very far away from the TV set.
That's why I need my lawn chair. I'm going to sit in my lawn chair. I'm going to crack me a beer and watch my shows.
That sounds nice. And then, you know, I've been so bad on topics so far this season. I don't really have one other than I guess we can sort of. So we're gonna be off for a little bit, I guess, yeah. is part of the topic. And, you know, we just need to, like, you're going to be traveling and then I'm going to be traveling. And then I'm working so much on the other podcast stuff, trying to get it done that we're like, let's just take a little summer hiatus. I feel like we've sort of talked about this before, about, like, summers as we were growing up, because my family would usually go to the beach.
Yeah.
And I feel like you've talked about, like, the summer. Was it a summer that you guys kind of, like, built your own pool?
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. We dug, I mean, not me single-handedly, but we dug the hole. And my dad had, like, one of those hose or whatever, backhoe. And then we also, like, built the retaining wall. It's crazy. Yeah, no, my parents always had big-ass... that we painted the house. We painted the front of the inside of the house, the outside of the house. One year my dad put in windows because he was like, I can do this, it's cheaper. And now that I know, because our windows where I live are shitty, and I'm like, oh my God, in the next like 10 years we're definitely gonna have to get new windows. They're so expensive. He's like, yeah, you just put them in yourself. I'm like, I don't think that's in my wheelhouse. But I'm so glad that I got to stand by you while you were cursing the windows, putting them in as a child. Yeah. And then we did travel. You know, we did.
How do you put in a retaining wall?
Well, you have to, like, pound the ground down. And then it has to be flat. Like, you level it out. And I think, because we did a thing with, basically, they're, like, tile-type things that you fill in. They're huge. You know, they're big blocks that you put down. And then you fill them with, like, gravel and stuff. And then... you and maybe concrete, I can't remember. And then you put the next tiles on top of it, make sure everything's flat, put the next, and you just build it up because it's a structure, it becomes a structure that way. And so it, like, holds the side of the hill up so that doesn't fall into the pool.
That's so wild.
I guess. I know. But it, you know, it's really, it's good having a handy pops in my life growing up. Even when they came to visit my parents, my dad, like, this, I'm going to show you. By the way, that my dad has had three knee replacements. No, four, five. Anyways, many times he's had his knees replaced. And so he's, like, trying to crouch down to show me how to cock the, I don't know, something. And I'm like, okay, Dad, I got it. Stop doing it because you shouldn't be doing this. Get away, get away, get away. God bless him.
All right. My random thing was going to be talking about my kitchen, and then I already talked about it. So I'm not doing my
don't
job do today. I'm not,
I have a random thing. Yeah. You know, I don't normally.
Awesome.
So
cool. Give it.
So I shed tears a lot. I do. I shed tears multiple times a day. I'm not sobbing, but I'm definitely, and I always have been that way. Like, I'm very, sorry, I need a sip of water. I'm very, I guess, I'm not afraid to cry, although unless I'm mad, then I don't want to cry because I don't want people to think I'm weak, but it comes out anyway. But I'm open and connected with my feelings, right? And so, but I was reading something, and crying is actually very good for you because it activates the parasympathetic system. So it provides you with some, it basically regulates your body. So when you're feeling upset, you're dysregulated, and then you cry and it will calm you down and bring you back to center. So never think that crying is not a good idea. Just do it. Cry. If your body wants to cry, let it out. That's what I say.
Well, that's good to know. Me wandering the streets of New York yesterday, listening to Fresh Air with tears coming down my face. Well, I'll Great. Feel not quite as bad about that now.
You were regulating.
It's an act of being healthy. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, as always, grateful to those that listen and Thank always you. Grateful that I get to have these conversations. And we'll keep talking.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll be back in a bit, you know, certainly by the end of the summer. And I'm going to come see you in a few weeks.
I was going to say, and we'll be together. Yeah. So.
I'm really, really excited. I'm really, really excited. Too. You know, the worst thing is that I haven't even booked my return flight because I'm just thinking about moving in with you.
Go for it. I'm serious. I'm going to have the room all ready for you. And there's no there's no carpet anymore. It's just...
Oh, right.
Well, it's nice, actually. You'll enjoy it. You'll be able to work out a little bit better in there.
Sweet. All right. Well, all right. We'll be back when we're back. We'll be back in a who knows when. But,
couple weeks.
Thanks, everyone. And thank you. Love you so much.
Love you.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex in the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows, but you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We will be back.
Pound the ground down.
Pound the ground down.